write something gives it firsthand. You know, like you hear the author of the book reading it himself. But still, I'm going to share Jess's story, and I'm just honored to do that. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." I began my ministry as a singing evangelist in the New Jersey Conference. In reality, the term evangelist is a misnomer because our primary motive was to make Adventist conversions and converts rather than to win souls to Jesus Christ through the teaching of the gospel. I worked with many popular ministers, including George Vandeman, C.B. Brooks, and Bob Folkenberg. I pastored in New Jersey and Wyoming, Virginia, Montana. While my wife Bonnie and I were in Montana, I purchased a copy of Martin Luther's commentary on the Book of Romans. Reading Luther, I discovered the authentic gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once Bonnie and I knew we were saved, I knew this gospel was the primary message my congregation needed to hear. For 18 months, I preached nothing. I repeat, nothing but justification by faith. During the time I was preaching the gospel to my congregation, the fallout from Glacier View with Des Ford presenting his study revealing that the investigative judgment was not biblical was occurring. Through all this time, however, I did not mention the issues of Ellen White's inspiration or the sanctuary doctrine from the pulpit. I preached only the gospel for 18 months, focusing upon the center of it all, justification by faith in Christ alone. Those 18 months yielded increasing pressure and trauma to my family. I was not prepared for the confrontations and duplicity I experienced. I had long sessions of questioning and stern warnings from the conference president. One conference officer said to me directly, quote, "Preach anything but the gospel," end quote. "I was confusing and upsetting my congregation," he said. We began having telephone harassment. The phone would ring, awaking us at 2 and 3 in the morning, night after night. When I finally went to a cardiologist because of my chest pain, he told me that I was experiencing muscle spasms around my heart caused by the stress I was under. He said the situation could kill me unless I removed the source of the stress. Things climaxed in December 1981. The conference president told me I must make a public statement of loyalty covering 4 specific areas or else I could never serve in the denomination again as a minister. I did make my public statement of loyalty as I finished my sermon one Sabbath. I told the congregation that I would close by quoting the words of a hymn. These words, I said, were my statement of loyalty. "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking." After the benediction, I walked down the center aisle where my wife, the woman I love, stood up from her seat and joined me. Hand in hand, we walked out of that church sanctuary for the last time. Together, we stood at the door of the church, and for the last time, conference president told us we could no longer worship with the congregation in Bozeman. Further, I was to move my family out of state. Although he asked us to be gone in 3 weeks, it took us 6 months to find a place to live and to enroll our 4 children in new schools. Being totally ostracized and cut off from virtually all association with those we thought to be true friends was devastating. We had no support group. I was not prepared emotionally for the shock of not only being called a heretic and an apostate, but being treated as one. God was about to let the coming journey through a 10-year-long tunnel of severe chronic depression to work out for my good. God laid me in a sepulcher of the deepest despondency. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "To feel utterly forsaken of the Lord and cast away as though hopelessly corrupt in the very is the very climax of heart desolation. The mind can descend far lower than the body, and there are bottomless pits. The soul can bleed in 10,000 ways and die over and over again each hour. God is faithful. He keeps his promises. I praise God today and will not cease for the freedom in Christ into which he eventually led us. Compared to the burden Adventism lays upon a person, Christ's yoke is as light as balsam wood. Praise God for the glorious freedom offered in Christ Jesus.